to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year.
My name is Brian Bowden. We're hanging out at the Second City Training Center. Here I teach stand-up comedy to 11 and 12-year-olds, 13 and 14-year-olds, 15 through 18-year-olds.
I took a stand-up class in the fall, Brian Bowden. The first thing that you talk to him, you think it'll just be like a normal conversation, and then he'll just say something really funny and bizarre.
Yeah, like one of the exercises I have students do is sort of write down a couple things that is odd or unique about themselves that generally people would not look favorably upon, and I want them to then write sort of rant, talking about how awesome this thing is.
Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes.
We do like a bunch of writing exercises, like taking two words and then trying to make a joke out of them, like two random words.
And people got like lascivious leger, or like a demonic dragon, and you had to make a tattoo of that on you, and then explain about how you got the tattoo.
Then there's a kind what can't make up their mind.
A lot of people get writer's block a lot, and it's because they think whatever they're putting down is stupid. But it's not. It's just a thought that isn't complete.
Like, some days I'll think I'm funny, and then some days I'll be like, I'm really not funny at all.
Confidence is important everywhere. If you're just telling someone a story or presenting an idea or something like that, and you keep questioning yourself, you need to be confident if you're going to get your ideas around.
So I've had some students who, you know, didn't do well with, you know, acting and improv and stuff, but did fantastic with stand-up. I've also seen a kid, a very nerdy kid, you know, very, like, low-confidence type kid, and he found with stand-up, he did really well. He really enjoyed it because he wasn't afraid. Like, in stand-up, it's okay for you to stand up on the stage and tell everybody, I'm a huge nerd, and it's like, yeah, we love it, you know. Whereas in real life, he goes to school and says, I'm a huge nerd. Everybody's like, shut up, punch you in the head. But he gets to do that. He gets to stand on stage and said, I'm a huge nerd. And he's like, oh my God. And the class thought that he was the funniest person in the class. And I was teaching his dad at the same time. His dad was telling me that he was getting more confident, you know, girls were actually talking to him because he was doing stand up and they thought that was so brave.
I went to a girl's house that I really, really liked. We just broke up and I pretty much went to her house. She lives in my neighborhood in the middle of the night and sang to her.
As long as it's tonight, I know it'll be all right.
Something like that. I'm not even sure. That's probably not even it. She rejected me. Hardcore. And it was hard.
I think, like, if you're a comedian, you definitely have, like, either insecurities or you see the world in a way that's way different from everyone else. Like, normal people, I guess, would just go through their life. But then comedians, they just, everything they look around, they're like, oh, that could be a funny joke.
Especially the teenage part. That's where you're becoming metacognitive. You're thinking about your own thinking. You're thinking about your place in the world. What's this mean? That's why a lot of teenagers do that whole, it's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair, because they're realizing sort of their place in the grander scheme of things. And that place is horribly unfair a lot of times for teenagers. There's a lot that's not fair about being a teenager. You're not allowed to go to certain places. You can't go into certain things. Can't say certain things. Can't do certain things. You have to behave a very specific way.
It sounds like a teenager's going, man, nobody understands me, you know? But part of what makes comedians different is that we see the world in a different way.
And we're making observations from the outside. If you're outside looking in and you notice a mistake, maybe the person who's been doing something for quite a while is sort of stuck in a routine and they don't know how to improve or something like that.
Ha 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 ha! Yeah!